This is News Talk 880 at 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser. And this show brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And a first-timer in the studio today. And you probably know his voice from right here, the Glacier Range Riders, and so many more things right here in the Flathead Valley. He is Tony Hernandez. Tony, welcome to the show.
Ross, thank you. It's great to be on with you.
Yes. We've known each other for quite some time now.
Yes, we have.
And worked in radio together, amongst other things, and voiceover. But that's just scratching the surface. And before we get into all of that and a new book, tell us about yourself a little bit right here in the Flathead.
Well, we've been here in the Flathead now. When I say we, my wife and I, and our oldest son lives here, Josh. We've been here since 2005, although Josh moved here a year before we did. We all lived in L.A. for a long time, 26 years, and he got sick of L.A. He wanted to be a mountain man, so he came here first. And we followed a year later, and like I said, we've been here since 2005, and we love the place.
It sounds like the story of so many Californians.
Yeah, yeah. But one difference, we didn't try to bring California with us.
Oh, good, good.
We left California for a reason.
That's good. You keep yourself busy these days. Are you officially retired?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I retired in 2004.
Did you really?
Yes.
But you are so busy with other stuff.
I know, Ross. I have this bad habit. I got to keep myself busy. Nope. I can't sit around.
We're talking about acting in local theater, voiceover work, radio and television, a movie maybe or two. I don't know. Singer, husband, father, and now author.
I know. I can't settle down into one thing.
One of these days, you got to pick something to do.
I do.
Okay, so you and local theater, a lot of people may know you from Whitefish Theater Company.
Yes.
You've done a lot of them.
Yes, including them and a few things with Alpine Theater Project, the professional theater.
Yeah.
A few things with Flathead Valley Community College Theater. I've been in over 40 productions.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people now know you, and a lot of men going to baseball games with Glacier Range Riders. You were the voice of the Range Riders.
Last season, the inaugural season of the Range Riders, they asked me to be their play-by-play announcer, which I jumped at because I love baseball. It's my favorite sport, always has been, always will be. And I'd been out of the game ever since I moved here, really, except for helping my son coach a little bit. But I wanted to get involved. It got me back into the game. Had a lot of fun. It's a beautiful facility, Flathead Field, as you know, and I'm just loving it.
Yeah, what's next for them? I mean, they weren't quite finished with the whole area, the grounds. What's next up there?
Well, they're building a training facility.
Oh, wow.
It looks like it's going to be fabulous. And they have a lot more to do with a restaurant that they've been planning to build in the facility. Otherwise, the grounds to play on, they're all intact. But now everything else just has to come together. And I was told last season that everything will be completed by May.
Great.
So, yeah.
And are you going to have your own air-conditioned sports booth?
That would be nice. We had a small booth, and there were six of us working in it, doing different things, projecting onto the scoreboard and sending messages and all of that. So it got a little crowded. We all got to know each other really well. I don't know what it's going to be like next season, but it doesn't matter. It's still great fun.
Well, Tony, we're talking off mic that we're going to do a longer version of this interview because I think our audience would love to know about your life. And speaking of which, you have a new book. This is a first-time try as an author, and this is called Always Turn Down the First Offer, Memoirs of a Sportscaster.
That is correct.
And, okay, first of all, you've done all this other, you know, entertainment, movies, all the, you know, the work, all the work in the entertainment industry. What made you want to write a book?
I never thought I would, Ross. But a friend of mine named Frank Pace, a Hollywood producer who produced shows like Head of the Class, Suddenly Susan, Murphy Brown, The George Lopez Show, to name some, very successful. He wrote a book called If These Lips Could Talk about Hollywood personalities.
Great title, by the way.
Yeah, great title. I recommend it. So I read it. And my family read it, and my youngest son, who still lives in California, and Dale, my wife, they said, hey, Frank wrote a book. Why don't you write a book? I said, I can't write a book. I never thought, Ross, that I had the skills or the creative depth to write a book. And they said, just write about your career. So I said, okay. So I sat down one day and started, kept writing and writing and writing, and I'd look at it and say, I don't think anybody's going to like this. This is awful. So I finished it. I sent it to a small publishing company in Western Pennsylvania. And I thought, well, they're going to look at it and they're going to say, well, it's okay. We have a ghostwriter that can help you out and fix this up. That's what I thought. They got it. They contacted me and they said, hey, we love your book. Wow. We accept it.
First try.
So, Ross, I don't know if they just wanted my money or what it was, but I don't care. They wanted to publish it, so I said, let's go ahead. But what a process.
Yeah.
It took a year
to
get it all completed, but now it's available. It's on Amazon. If anybody's interested, they can go to amazon.com/author, A-U-T-H-O-R, /Tony H.
Great, Tony. And, that is so cool. We're going to dive in, if you don't mind.
Let's dive.
On the book in just a couple minutes. And you've been listening to the voice of Tony Hernandez, our guest today. Focus on the Planet, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Greens Pediatric Dentistry. We're going to be right back with part two of News Talk 880 at 107.9 KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached Uber Bank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Ross Drowsy here with Focus on the Flathead Part 2. Our guest, Tony Hernandez, sportscaster, New York, LA, and Glacier Range Riders. Yeah, that all came into play with the sportscasting. I mean, Whitefish Theater Company, Rocky Movie.
Rocky 3. Yes, the big one, my favorite.
And then a book. This is pretty darn cool. It's called Always Turn Down, the First Offer, Memoirs of a Sportscaster. And did you mention in the book about your Rocky experience?
Oh, absolutely.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Give us a synopsis of that quickly, if you could.
I was working for KABC TV Channel 7 in Los Angeles as a sports anchor reporter. And I was preparing my show. We call it a show, a newscast, but you know. And I get a phone call. And he says, how would you like to be in Rocky 3? We need a sportscaster.
Wow.
And I said, well, yeah, I'd love to be in Rocky 3. He says, okay, do you belong to Screen Actors Guild? I said, no, I belong to the Television and Radio AFTRA Union. And he said, well, you have to join SAG if you want to be in this movie. So I did. And Screen Actors Guild said in those days it would cost $250 to join. And they offered me $300 to do this movie, right?
That's it.
I'm serious. See? I wasn't a star movie guy.
Yeah.
I figured out, well, I called him back. I said, listen, you're going to pay me $300. It's going to cost me $250 to be in the union. After taxes, I'm going to end up losing money. And he says, hang on. So a couple of minutes later, he comes back and he says, Sly likes you, meaning Stallone, of course.
Stallone, yeah.
Because he was the director. We'll give you $600. Take it or leave it. So I took it, Russ. What was I going to do? Say no?
Yeah, that's great.
And, see, that in those days, I didn't turn down the first offer, which is a big part of my book.
Always turn down.
Yeah, I didn't do it. But I did the movie. It was a great experience. Being on that set, working with Mr. T, who played Clubber Lang, the guy who defeats Rocky in the movie. It was such a wonderful experience to watch Stallone, Sly, as a director. And that Hollywood experience, it was just so glamorous, and it was unbelievable.
That is one of the coolest stories. Let me read something about your book here.
Okay.
Then a diary of one person's recollections working on television and radio in markets ranging in size from the smallest, and then Los Alamos, New Mexico, to the largest, the Big Apple in New York City. Sounds like a vast career. And how many years were you in sportscasting? Or you're still in it. I mean, you could count nowadays.
I guess I could. But in the broadcasting end of it, 36 years.
Wow.
Yeah, started in 1968 and retired in 2004.
If you could pick one thing in your sports casting career that was, you know, that shining moment, would it be Rocky or something else or a job that you had landed or what?
Well, Rocky's right up there.
Yeah.
But in 1988, Ross, I got to do a play-by-play on cable television in Los Angeles, a station called Z Channel. And I did 35 home games for the Dodgers and some home games for the, they were known then as the California Angels. They're now the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yeah.
So I was able to do play-by-play. Rick Monday was my color analyst. So that was definitely a shining moment. I always wanted to do Major League play-by-play, and I got the opportunity to do it that year. And in 1988, the Dodgers won the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
And they hadn't won the World Series again until 2020. So there was a long time in between. And, of course, I took full credit for them winning the World Series in 1988 as their play-by-play guy. So that was definitely a shining moment.
How about New York? What was your job in New York City?
I worked for WCBS, flagship station for all of CBS across the country.
I was gonna say, that sounds like the big time, WCBS.
It was definitely the big time. And Ross, truth be told, I wasn't really ready for it.
Really?
You know, I was 26 years old.
Wow.
And I got the call. I was working in San Francisco. And I was recruited to work for CBS in New York. Again, highlight of my life. I spent 5 years in New York. I was only at WCBS for a year and a half. And they let me go in favor of Jim Boughton, the famous Yankee pitcher who wrote the book Ball Four that exposed a lot of the private lives of ball players.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a very controversial book. They let him go. CBS had wanted him for a long time. So to make room for him, they let me go. But I stayed in New York and freelanced and did all kinds of broadcasting work for the next 3 years. It's where I met Dale. We got married in New York, had a wonderful time. And I felt like I really grew up in New York because there you have to. If you don't, you're going to be trampled and forgotten about.
I want people to buy this book because
I
haven't even read it yet. And I know a lot about you. And I actually looked up a few things this morning that I didn't know. And this says no punches are pulled in describing the highs and lows. So we're going to get into that in this book. And even though I haven't read it, I recommend the book because I know, you know, most of your life, except for some of the things you talked about today.
Right.
How can our listeners pick up a copy of this book?
Again, the easiest way, I believe, is to go on to Amazon.com or to my author page, Amazon.com/author, A-U-T-H-O-R, /Tony H, T-O-N-Y-H.
Thank you for being here and talking about the book and your life and times. I can't wait till we can talk further on it.
Me too. Thank you, Ross. It's always a pleasure.
That beautiful voice is Tony Hernandez, sportscaster, New York, L.A., Glacier Range Riders, and now author of Always Turned Down, the first offer, Memoirs of a Sportscaster. Tony, thanks again.
Thank you.
We'll be back with another Focus on the Flathead next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, right here on KJJR.